There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. What's creating the buzz in your backyard and mine this time around? We'll find out. Boy, it's been a strange couple of weeks, hasn't it? We had the attack in Dallas, Texas, actually Garland, Texas, just a mere 25 miles outside of Dallas, if that. And then we certainly have gone through a couple of different waves of the violence and problems in Baltimore, ultimately leading to charges against six police officers. So far, with the curfew listed, it's been seemingly pretty calm in that city. And then we have Mike Huckabee, who jumps officially into the ring saying, "I want to be president. Elect me, Mike Huckabee. I'm just making it official. I don't care that there's a lot of people on the Republican side, and nor should anybody that's running to be president." And he did it in 2008, won eight states, including Iowa, ran out of money, and then that was it. But he had some momentum. As a former Baptist preacher, there are plenty who are tired of what they're seeing in the United States and feel as though Christians are under attack, and he has a following. So Mike Huckabee can't, despite what the polls say, be considered out of this race before he just barely steps into it. He absolutely has to be taken for real. Not necessarily for granted, because I think he'll have a strong showing. He might not show up that wide in the polls, but he wasn't official yet. Now he says, "I'm in." He's talking about the economics, the problems, music to the ears of so many people far left and far right, actually, although the far left would not vote for Mike Huckabee by any stretch of the imagination. But he's talking about the middle class. This election is all about the middle class. So do you feel as though people are finally paying attention that are running? Hey, this is the time we talk about the middle class. And what led to that? Well, what led to that is jobs that were shipped overseas, a medical system that squeezed the people who were barely making it and still continues to squeeze those people. And the majority who fall into that category who are now inching closer toward retirement. And what are they going to find when they retire? And can they afford to retire? So this is going to be interesting, because Huckabee will be certainly a worthy adversary, let's put it that way, for the other Republicans who are out there. He's not going to shirk away, and he knows the issues backwards and forwards, especially coming off of being a governor, running, and having some momentum, and then being a commentator, being a talk show host, because he was there at Fox News through so much of the Obama administration. This makes him pretty versed in the players. Not that he wasn't before, because he absolutely was, but just a little bit more of an edge. So Huckabee's going to focus on the economy. You know that he's going to focus on security for sure. And he did a 30-minute speech that did what he did last time, where he focused on, well, I didn't come from anything, just very humble beginnings. And the whole stagnant wages thing, which is a middle-class issue, protect Medicare, middle-class issue, defeat radical Islam, middle-class, really everyone in the United States. But he's absolutely trying to appeal to the everyday American, everyday American. Mike Huckabee. squeezing somebody else into a very large Republican field? What kind of a chance do you give Huckabee? Would you consider voting for him over one of the younger candidates? Huckabee's almost 60, and you have Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, probably going to have Scott Walker soon, Ben Carson, Carly Fiorina, and a host of others, I think, that are set to drop into this thing. What if Donald Trump suddenly decided, you know what, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, and I keep teasing about running, but I'm going to really run. Would you give Trump a chance against Jeb Bush? You know, Jeb is the establishment guy. You can already see it with the money that's coming to his campaign without really being a campaign. And the fact that in the polls, he keeps coming up as the number one guy. Nobody's close to Hillary. He's the closest. And we've seen this before. Coming up in this hour of America tonight, we have an interesting guest who's going to talk all about this, about Huckabee being in and what it means to be apathetic and how apathy is really hurting the country more than anything else. People who just refuse to get involved in the political process, and if they would, especially if you're a conservative, what a difference you can make. The theory being, if you have a Republican light, a moderate, they're not going to win again. The moderates don't win. Even though, because there are so many people to please, the thought is, well, if I'm moderate, then I can get enough on both sides, because certainly conservatives would vote, because they're not going to vote for Hillary Clinton. But then you hear more and more that people say, depending on who the candidate is, they'll just not vote. So if it's Jeb Bush, how many people would just not vote? Just sit it out. Because they're not going to go there. Instead of voting for somebody that they don't 100% back. And I think the apathy thing is, I mean, it's not made up. It's real. Our voting numbers are always so small. So anyway, we're going to talk to citizen advocate D.S. Edwards about this very thing, about the problem of apathy. And he has a personal reason for writing the book and being involved in politics, because his sister-in-law was murdered by an illegal immigrant who was let back into the country again and again and again and again. So ultimately, that's what led to him writing the book. It's not specifically about illegal immigration or any of that. It's about the politics of apathy and not letting yourself be part of the process. That's next on America Tonight.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 845-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Where they used to be, your gentle hand reached out to comfort me.
Tonight, of course, the big news, at least for now, is Mike Huckabee just makes it official that he's in the race. And, you know, now we're starting to add up. We're going to get beyond the single digits. Some people have it pegged at perhaps, you know, maybe 20 will be in for the Republicans. Very proud to welcome into our green room. He's there right now, actually. He's going to step out of the green room. And it really was a green room, if you know what he was doing before this. Citizen advocate D.S. Edwards, who is absolutely a student of American history, as are so many of us, and the author of the new book, Collective Retribution. And basically, it's, you know, fiction based in reality, telling the story, as it's been explained to me, of what could happen in America's future. Sounds interesting. DS, thanks for hanging with us.
Thanks for having me. I'm loving it.
All right, so Mike Huckabee, he's in this race now, right? And we had Ben Carson the day before, Carly Fiorina also announcing, so it's starting to add up. Some people are already saying, man, why are we paying attention to this now? Should we be paying attention to this? So, I mean, there's the question. Should we be paying attention to everybody when they jump into this?
Absolutely, especially if you're on the conservative side of things. I mean, you have to ask yourself, what are the most important things to you? Are they social issues? Are they fiscal issues? You know, how do you identify yourself? Are you a progressive? Are you a conservative? If you're a conservative, you absolutely have to be involved now. Otherwise, you're going to end up with the establishment picking your candidate for you, and you're not going to be happy, and you're going to lose in the general election. I mean, you know, go back to McCain, go back to Bob Dole even. I mean, if you really want to get involved and make a difference, now's the time in the primary to get involved, to start working, you know, start canvassing, start calling, get involved in a campaign. I mean, we absolutely have to step up. If we don't, we're done. We're done as a country. I hate to say it, but if we don't step up and we don't start being part of the constitutional republic that we were founded to be, we're done.
Yeah, so when you say the establishment candidate, are you thinking that's Jeb Bush?
You know, that, I don't know enough about Jeb. I mean, I haven't really studied enough about him, but some of his stances on immigration, different things. First and foremost, I'm a conservative, so I mean, I'll get that right out there to your listeners,
yeah.
And I don't know, you know, how they all lean, but I'm a conservative, and I'll say right now, some of his stances on immigration really, really bother me. I mean, we don't have an immigration problem in America. We've got a border security problem in America. It has nothing to do with immigration. We allow over 1 million people to immigrate here, so I don't know if I'm too happy about his stances on that, and that might be a complete deal-breaker for me.
Yes, and I agree with you. I think the whole immigration thing, which it is border security, I've traveled with, I've said this many times on the show, with the Border Patrol, and it's just crazy what happens. It's crazy what goes on. If people saw it for themselves, they'd be shocked, I think, even though they hear the number, and you just said it, it'd be shocking to actually see it. So who is your candidate? And when you look at, I mean, who's the true conservative candidate?
You know, I see a lot of conservatives actually in the race, and you're already hearing the pundits talk about, you know, well, this guy's not conservative enough, or this guy's too conservative, or this guy's too hardline, or he'll alienate. You know, you hear that lie repeated over and over through the GOP ranks that, you know, we need a bigger tent. We need to be more centrist. And that's a lie that's been facilitated by the left, because they know for a fact the first true conservative presidential candidate will win every time. That's a fact. I mean, it's not, I mean, look at what's happened every time we put someone up who's, you know, quote unquote moderate. They lose every time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so then that's part of the hype, right? So one of the things is to get beyond the hype.
Absolutely. So, I mean, sit down. Like I said, the internet. We've got the world's wealth of information at our fingertips. And I think we're all, most of us should be intelligent enough to sort out, okay, this is propaganda, this isn't. You know, look at voting records. What did they do in their life? You know, look at Carly Fiorina. What happened in her life? What was her business record? What was her record with you know, Hewlett-Packard? Look at, you know, Ted Cruz. What's his record been? What's his stance has been on the issues that I care about? And I'll make a prediction to you. The church in America right now is pissed off. They're very, very upset. And that, to me, is the biggest sleeping giant today in American politics. 25 years ago, you had to go to the church before you formed an exploratory committee, before you even started fundraising. You had to go and you had to get the approval of the leadership of the church, you know, Catholic, Mormon, Christian, evangelical, all of them combined. They don't do that anymore, but I'm telling you, they're mad. The people in the seats are losing their freedoms, and they see it with the you know, bakery issues and the different social issues. They're upset, and I think the GOP candidate who speaks directly to the church, and it might be Ted Cruz. His father, Raphael's a pastor. I don't know. It might be Huckabee, but the one who does it the best is going to win the primary. That's my prediction.
Yeah, I like that. I just got off talking with somebody in Washington who was saying that, remember, Huckabee and the preacher connection, so interesting in saying that, the church tired of what they see happening. So, you know, you talk about how easy it is. It's easy to do research. You're right. It's easy to get involved. Why is it that Americans have become so complacent? Or have they?
You know, they have become complacent. I mean, there was a study that just came out not too long ago, a study by Google. And, you know, that can be, you know, how studies can go. They can be twisted one way or another to fit a certain agenda. But they found out some interesting stuff. They found out that people, you know, most common political related activities, civic action, was signing a petition. But most people didn't remember what they signed one for. They just thought they were doing their duty. So, I mean, people aren't paying attention. They're not getting involved in educating themselves. I mean, Thomas Jefferson said it best, and he said that if the children are untaught, Their ignorance and vices will in future life cost us much dearer in their consequences than it would have done in their correction by being educated. And that is absolutely true. We don't teach citizenship in school anymore. We don't teach what it means to be an American. We teach that we're a democracy, even though you and I know we're a constitutional republic. So, I mean, there's so many things that we can do as individuals to sort this out. I mean, put down the internet, you know, the pop culture stuff for a minute. Bruce Jenner is still going to be there in a week. He's still going to be doing what he's doing, and start focusing on what's important. And then once you figure it out, speak to anyone within your sphere of influence who will listen. It begins at home. It begins in the seats in the churches. It begins in the workplace. That's the only way we're going to turn this around, because MSNBC or Fox News isn't going to turn it around for us. We've got to do it ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I say it all the time. Remember, it's we the people, and people forget that. These are representatives. Sometimes I think people put politicians on crazy pedestals, or they don't even pay attention and let the choice be made for them, and that just it just boggles my mind. So do you? That's why I hate it when the vote comes out, when we hear how many people voted. That number needs to be higher. Why do people think that their vote doesn't matter?
Well, you know, look at what's happening now. People think their vote doesn't matter because, you know, the like or hate the current president. He ran and he made a lot of promises, and a lot of people thought, you know, he's going to be different. He's going to do this. But if we really paid attention, some of us did, he didn't hide who he was. And if you would have just took 2 seconds and actually listened to the words out of his mouth saying, I'm going to fundamentally transform America, you would have had red flags all over the place. Some of us did. And then you look at the other wave, the Tea Party elections. They're not all doing what they promised as well. You know, you thought, you know, Speaker Boehner, and Boehner's the speaker now, and everything's going to change. It's not. I mean, the problem is the elected officials aren't listening to the people. We have that going on in Oregon with the new gun law that they just passed. So, you know, you have to ferret it out. You have to do your research and look at their voting record. It's as simple as that. You know, what is their business record? What is their voting record? What is their record as a pastor, if that's what's important to you? What's their record on abortion? What's their record on jobs, the economy? It's easy to find. You just have to do it.
Yeah. I mean, there you go. You're right. It's very easy to find. All right. We talked about your book. I mentioned it, and I talked about the fact that, you know, it's about moving forward, basically a fictionalized story showing the possible result of being complacent, if the citizens are complacent. Flush that out a little bit for us. Tell us a little bit more about the book.
You know, it was written based on a family's personal tragedy. My wife's baby sister was murdered thanks to an illegal alien who had been deported several times. And I woke up one day and I thought, you know what? I want to make a difference. I love the written word. I've always loved the written word. I'm going to write a book. So I sat down and I wrote it under the premise that some very bad things come across our southern border and America is no more. And this is a fight to retake and reclaim and remake America in its original image. So it's, you know, it's a page turner. You won't want to put it down and it'll make you mad, but it gives you hope in the end.
Wow. All right. I like that. I like that synopsis. Thank you so much, D.S. Edwards. And pick up the book, Collective Retribution. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And if anybody wants to follow me on Twitter, I'm at D.S. Edwards Author, or they can find the book on Facebook, D.S. Edwards Author. Or they can shoot me an email at the website at dsedwardsbooks.com, and I'll talk to anybody about this stuff.
All right. Awesome. Thanks, D.S.
All right. God bless.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
A debate, and it's trending in politics. Why are we talking about Christmas lights when finally things are starting to warm up? Didn't we pack them away and put them in our garages neatly somewhere, or perhaps in our attics? Well, check this out. The Consumer Product Safety Commission issued a regulation for Christmas lights on Monday, saying that some holiday decorations are substantially a product hazard. So what does that mean? It's a final rule to specify that seasonal and decorative lighting products that do not contain any one of three, there's your number, readily observable characteristics, which are what? Minimum wire size, sufficient strain relief, or overcurrent protection, as addressed in the voluntary standard, and that sounds like gobbledygook, doesn't it, are deemed a substantial project hazard or product hazard under the Consumer Product Safety Act, the final rule. Now, that rule applies to decorations that mean stars, wreaths, candles without shades, light sculptures, also animated figures, that kind of stuff. The only thing that's exempt, solar power products. So here's the thing. That means it's really to the company, and that's a good thing because we don't want to die of electrical shock. There were 258 deaths that were blamed on Christmas lights between 1980 and 2013. The fatal incidents, luckily, have been declining since 2008. There's been 0.9. That's a good thing. The number of people who die of alcohol poisoning in California every year, let's put it that way, is greater than the number of Americans who have been leveled by Christmas lights in the past three decades. So they're just making sure they're not a fire hazard, basically. The wires are covered right and that kind of thing. With that kind of regulation, I don't have a problem with it. Although, it is interesting timing, isn't it? How about this? California regulator, speaking of regulations, approves sweeping, unbelievable or unprecedented restrictions on how people, governments, and businesses can use water because they've got this drought. So how are they going to entice people to cut off the water flow? The State Water Resources Control Board, their rules force cities to limit watering on public property, and they're trying to encourage people who own houses to let their lawns die, and they're imposing mandatory water-saving targets for hundreds of other agencies. So the governor is trying to tighten the already strict regulations. Remember this, because it's been a four-year drought, he ordered water agencies to cut urban water by 25% from levels in 2013. And they say, yeah, it's better to prepare now than face worse cuts should it not rain in the fall. I mean, they're just like praying for rain. We need rain. We need the rain dances. And, you know, it's interesting because under the new rules, every city has to cut water use by 36% compared with 2013. And some local water departments say this is ridiculous. It's unrealistic. It's unfair. These steep cuts could cause higher water bills and declining property values. And it could dissuade projects, you know, to develop drought-proof water technology, because what would be the incentive? And especially in San Diego, their water agencies, they've been really critical of the water targets. They say that their area slashed consumption and agencies have spent $3.5 billion to prepare for dry periods after facing severe cuts in earlier droughts. So San Diego has already done it, so they're saying, why do we have to do it again? We already did it. We have suffered through this, and now we're going to pay for it again? Give me a break. You know what they're saying, too? They're pushing for legislation where it would be a $10,000 fine for extreme water wasters. You'd have to have the legislative body approve that, and there hasn't been a bill that's been introduced, but it has been discussed. Really, the governor is discussing that, saying, okay, let's do a $10,000 fine. There's going to be a lot of brown lawns from Beverly Hills to the Valley to San Francisco and everywhere in between. And that's just the way Californians are going to have to, they're just going to have to bear the brunt of it up and down the whole state. So if they were conserving like they were in San Diego, tough tiddlywinks, because others weren't doing it and it wasn't mandatory. Now it's mandatory. So they have to do it or they're going to get these crazy fines. And certainly no municipalities want to be paying $10,000 here and $10,000 there. They don't want brown lawns. They don't want the city to look to look horrid because it's brown and the water's not pumping out of the fountains and all that sort of stuff. But they also can't have a $10,000 fine daily. That would be disastrous, without a doubt. You know, we talk about drones on this show and we talk about what happens with drones and how they're used. Now, one thing that has been put to, I think, a pretty powerful use is showing what's the devastating earthquake to really understand how awful it is for the people in Nepal. A drone actually a couple of drones have, have flown over some of the sites, schools and some of the other things that are, some of the other areas that were hit in Kathmandu, and it's really a different perspective to look from an aerial view at just how awful the debris is, and it's really bad. I mean, they've got a closed airport, they're still getting supplies in, but people are living a daily nightmare. And we had a really powerful guest on last week. In fact, it was part of our weekly re-rack talking about that, talking about how difficult it is when you have a tragedy like this to try to help the families cope with what's happened and move forward and figure out a way to get the kids back to some kind of normal. So they have those schools in a box and set them up with debris around them, anywhere where they can be in a school, however it looks. And that's what the humanitarian emerging and UNICEF Fund VP told us, that, you know, this is what you're dealt with, and you have to, it really starts a lot with the kids. So they've got to get to the kids however they can. All right, you got to love this. Floyd Mayweather, some of you may or may not know, had a ridiculously crazy payday when he beat Manny Pacquiao over the weekend, over $100 million. So naturally, just 2 days later, Floyd Mayweather is being sued by an ex-girlfriend, her name is Josie Harris, for $20 million. Hey, he can afford it. She's asking for that in damages after the fighter told Katie Couric last month that she was on drugs and he was just trying to hold her back during the altercation. He was arrested in September 2010 after the cops say he punched Harris at his Las Vegas house where she was living with his two young sons and a daughter. So he pleaded guilty 14 months later to a reduced charge of misdemeanor battery and two counts of harassment. He was sentenced to 3 months and served two. But in her lawsuit, she says that he came into the house as she slept on the couch and began punching and kicking her. He also dragged her around the house in front of the children. And Mayweather didn't respond to media requests to talk about it. But the timing is interesting, isn't it? He's coming off his richest payday of his 48 fight wins, $100 million by beating Manny Pacquiao. You know, by beating Pacquiao. So he could take as much as maybe $100 million more, too, by the way, because of the pay-per-view money. So that is just insanity, isn't it? Whew. That is crazy how much money he walks away with. So, of course, who knows who else comes out of the woodwork. And I'm not saying things didn't happen to her, but she certainly didn't sue him before that. And he was making good money. You know, this wasn't new. This happened a long time ago. So, interesting timing. Oh, he stands to make a whole lot more. He stands to make maybe $200 million. I think I could get 20 of those millions. I would like to get 20 of them. But you know how the courts drag out. That suit could get thrown out. Might not get thrown out. But probably if it doesn't, it doesn't see the light of day by the time you get through it for probably another year. Another year. By the way, the Texas attack that we were talking about in Garland, Texas, not too far from downtown Dallas, ISIS officially is claiming responsibility for the Texas shooting, but doesn't really say that they've got any kind of proof of that. So convenient to link themselves to the two that did it. But they are taking responsibility. But did they have any contact with Elton Simpson or Nadir Sophie? It seems unlikely, doesn't it? The former FBI agent Tim Clemente said the gunman might have plotted the attack without direction from ISIS, and they might not have had any formal contact with them, and they're just motivated by them. That sounds like the better scenario to me, that's probably what happened. it. There's much more coming your way next on America Tonight.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
As they say in hockey, hit the phones, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Huckabee is in, but what about the rest of the political world? Hillary Clinton is out on the trail spouting a lot of interesting things, talking about everything from immigration on down, but is she gaining any traction? She actually dumped off in the polls for the first time in a long time because she had the trailing controversies like, foreign governments donating money to the Clinton Foundation while she was Secretary of State, and then having to explain that away. And not an easy explanation, but I said this before, the Clintons are lawyers. They know a lot of lawyers, and they certainly know how to protect themselves for things that could stick to them, if you know what I mean. Let's go out to Grim. Hello, Grim. You have the floor.
Well, Kate, I hope you wouldn't spend all that on shoes. I had to beat Dan to that one.
I love it.
20 million, yeah. Oh, boy. Headaches the rich have, don't they?
Yeah, it's so rough.
Yeah, real rough. You know, I'm called in because about Hillary, but, you know, your guest, and my short-term memory's really bad at my age. But first, didn't I hear that your husband is a pilot?
He was a pilot, yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. What I'm sending you, I'm going to add on to it and get it in the mail tomorrow.
Nice. So
he'll enjoy that. But anyhow, back to Hillary, and it pertains... In my short-term memory, first off, your guest speaker was Mr. Wells, wasn't it?
Mr. Wells? No, D.S. Yeah. Edwards you're talking about? Who just came on, a guest? Yeah.
Yes. Let's see where my memory goes.
I see. Ooh.
Yeah, short-term's bad. Long-term's great.
Good.
But anyhow, Mr. Edwards, he was right on. He's, you know, everything about what I've, you know, been talking about. And exactly what Hillary has been since yesterday, some of the news media has literally just made her above the law, especially with her reporting to the committee to talk about Benghazi. I mean, give me a break. Hillary's going to take time out of her schedule to show up for the hearing.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Now, you got to get rid of the money, but it's not so much the money up there as it is the power they get, their retirement, their, you know, all the specialties they get with being an elected representative.
Yes.
There's
yes.
The deal. That's why they're career politicians.
Yeah.
Just like he was talking about, and I'm trying to make his whole speech just as short as I can. You remove the money and you remove the incentives and you get rid of the career politician. And I kind of feel Mike Huckabee is the same thing. And that's basically what I heard from him, too. I mean, this is what the religious community is tired of, is the career politicians making speeches and then turn around and doing just the opposite.
Yeah, just to get elected, and then once you're in, okay, now I'm going to do something else.
And that's the whole principle of being a career politician, because the incentives outweigh the salary.
Yeah.
Your salary ain't real high. Everybody
yeah.
knows that.
Yeah, but see, it's you're in, and then the speaking afterwards and the perks that you get along the way, but the pensions are great.
Yeah, well, I'd hate to pull out all the laws and regulations and everything they get with their pensions. It's probably an encyclopedia set.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And that's what you got, you know, I mean, that's what you got to remove from up there. That's part of the Kool-Aid.
I agree.
The main part is they're not prosecutable. They're only accountable. That's why I keep trying to get you to stop saying accountable and everybody else, because they're actually liable like you and me.
They are liable. You're right. They are liable. Yeah, they are.
And that's where it boiled down to Hillary. Same thing. You know, news media's, you know, saying, well, Hillary's going to take time out of her day to go, wait just a minute. She's just as liable to go before a court hearing as I am.
Right. Right. Yeah, you're right.
There's nothing special about her.
Right. You're right. But it's a question of dancing around the law, which the Clintons are very good at.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because people have, you know, made them, well, they're like movie stars or like anything else. They put them above them on a pedestal.
Right. And, absolutely.
And really, they don't need to be on a pedestal. It actually does them more harm, too. The good ones, you know, are more humble. And they really would like to commute with the public, but unfortunately, because of their notoriety, you know, they're endangered.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. They can't do that because of that. Yeah. Some good points, Grim. I agree. Absolutely. And I do agree, like you say, D.S. Edwards, that's why we had him on, made really good sense, especially in talking about conservatives and where we're headed in this election. Dan in Texas, hello. I know you're there. I hear you in the background.
I had to put my headphones on, the phone on. Okay, I want to make this quick. This young minister was getting ready to do his first speech in front of a large congregation of fellow ministers. And so he's standing there, and he said, I just don't know what I'm going to do. Blah, 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 blah. And his buddy told him, he says, look, here's my flask. Take a couple little sips of this. It'll give you courage. You can go out there and just articulate to the part of the entire audience. He says, well, okay, I'm not a drinker. It affects me strangely, but I'll take a couple of sips. So the guy left him and went out to do his introduction of this minister, and he spoke for about 25 minutes. And while he was doing that, the minister that was in the background there and behind the curtains was just chugging away on that flask. And finally he was introduced, and he walked out on the stage, and he gave a speech like nothing you ever heard before in your life. And the applause and the laughter was just tremendous. So afterwards, he went, how did I do? And then the guy says, well, it's just a couple little points I want to clear up. He says, it was Daniel that slew the lion. He didn't screw the lion. And he says, Samson took the jawbone of an ass and slew 15,000 Philistines. He didn't beat the ass of all 15,000 Filipinos. But other than that, you did real good.
Where do you come up with these jokes?
You know, people like me, and they tell me jokes, and I have a fabulous memory. I can remember back when I was 2 years old. I remember just being a little itty-bitty guy.
Yeah, that's huge.
68 years ago, so 66 years ago. But I have a fabulous, fabulous memory. And you know that I'm a poet. I mean, I've told you some of my poetry.
Right, right. You're just good.
It's just what I do. Now, on our little Hillary. God, what a sick witch. I said witch, not
even. Right, right. I heard you.
She's got a little something in the background here that's going to be bringing her down very shortly. And I'm not going to elaborate on tonight, but we will touch that. Bill is feeling like he's really having to squirm with all this phony foreign money that's come in. And the secret little routine that's going on right now is under the table they're talking about none other than John Kerry to save the Democratic Party in the next upcoming election.
Oh, that would be disastrous.
For the Democrats, it would.
Oh, it would absolutely be disastrous. Are you kidding me? Dan, thanks for the call. Part two would be the Titanic. It would not work. I don't care who the running mate was. That would be crazy for the Democrats to do that. Any thoughts on the show? You can send them to me, americatonight.net.
For 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.